鬼隠しになっちゃうんじゃないかって。
大丈夫、シオンちゃんがちゃんと反省してるなら鬼隠しになんかなるもんか。君吉のおじいちゃんに、ま、
Hi, yes, hello. It is I, Hilda, and you are tuning into Real Motherfucking Talk. What you just heard were some sounds from one of my favorite animes, When They Cry, episode 19, about 21 minutes in. Before we get this episode started, I want to wish you all a very happy new year. And to those of you who have created New Year's resolutions and who are already falling off, I want to let you all know that it's okay. Every day that you wake up, every morning that the sun rises, and every breath you take is a new opportunity for you to reach those goals and be a better you. So keep at it. You're going to be all right. How you guys like that radio voice? I've been working on it. So let me know. Might do it the next time for the whole episode. But for real, let's get going. Today's episode is on the library, Los Angeles Public Library, one of my favorite things to talk about. Contrary to popular belief, my favorite thing to talk about is not myself and it's not my vagina. So, yes, the Los Angeles Public Library, it has about 72 branches throughout the whole city. And about 6 million books, audiobooks, periodicals, DVDs, CDs, ebooks, microfilm, graphic novels, comic books, zines, you name it, we got it, all right? So I want to talk about this today because I feel like I constantly tell people about the public library, but I feel like a lot of people don't know about it. A lot of people don't know how much stuff is really available to everybody, and it's all completely free. All right? That's the key word. Everything is free. So please, if you are somebody who lives in Los Angeles, or you know somebody else who lives in Los Angeles and who doesn't know about the library or everything that the library offers, please forward this episode to them. This is the one episode that I really want you to share with as many people as you know, especially if they live in Los Angeles. And if they don't, hey, you know what? It's a good thing to know what libraries offer, what public libraries offer. If you don't live in Los Angeles, you live in another state, make sure to go check out what your public library has. You will be surprised by the amount of things that they have to offer you and the community. So let's get to it. All right, so I did say that there's about 6 million things that you can check out, and it's all completely free with a library card, my friends, a library card. It's very, very simple. All you have to do is go to the library, show them your ID, fill out a little application. It takes about 5 minutes, I swear to God. You go, you get your library card completely free. Okay, keyword, it's free. I see people come in all the time and they're like, oh, how much is a library card membership or library membership? And I'm just like, sweetheart, it's free. So just go and get it. Go to any of your local libraries and say, hey, I want to get a library card. And you will get one within 5 minutes. And that will grant you access to so many things in the library. Okay. Oh, by the way, I know that some of you may have already noticed this or saw the news report where Mayor Garcetti went on TV and said, hey, you know what? This year, the Los Angeles Public Library is going to eliminate late fees, okay? So if you're one of those people who owes a lot of money on their card and you just haven't gone because you owe that money you don't want to pay, first of all, that's fucking trifling. But second, yes, fees are going to be eliminated. I need to repeat that over and over again because you need to know. I need to drive it home. Okay? So, starting sometime at the beginning of this year, we're already in January. So, soon. I can't tell you exactly when because I don't know exactly when. Fines will be eliminated. Yes, you will still have to return your books. And if you're wondering, oh my God, well, how are you supposed to make money? How is the library going to make sure that people return those books? If you do return your books late, you won't pay a fee. But if you do not return the book in general, then that fine will still be there. You will still owe money to the library for a book that you never returned. So you can't steal books. Please don't do that. So yeah, that's number one. Or I think that was 1B or something, but a very important thing for you to know. Once again, library fees or late fees will be eliminated. If you do lose a book or steal a book, you will owe that money, and that money or that fine will go to collections, and that can ruin your credit. So please return your fucking books. I know that some of you are like, oh, you know, I just forget, or, you know, I have so many things to do, I'm busy. Sweetheart, you have time for so many things in life. You have time to go and shop. You have time to go and buy purses and take selfies and scroll on the internet. You have time to go to the library and return your goddamn books. But if that isn't something that's reasonable for you and you feel like, oh no, I cannot be a responsible adult and make it to the library and return my books on time, you know there's ebooks, right? Ebooks are so convenient for you. All you have to do is use your library card that you went and got from the library that one time. That's the one time you actually have to go to the library. The rest of the time, you can do everything online if you wanted to. You can get ebooks. Not every single book is available in ebook format, but there's a lot of ebooks. So yeah, that's an option for you. If you just like can't find it in your heart to just go to the library and return books, get an ebook. It'll return its goddamn self. Really amazing. It's sorcery. So that's an option for you. But also, on top of ebooks, there's free music. If you don't have Apple Music or Spotify or whatever other platform for listening to music there is out there, then there is another option that's free. It's Hoopla, and I forget the other one right now. But Hoopla is one good one that a lot of people use to download free music. So go ahead, check it out. It's on the Los Angeles Public Library website under eMedia. So you can get an app, put it on your phone, and boom, you can stream music, you can download the music. It's all good with your library card. All right? So that's a really good option for you, for those of you who just don't know how to return books. All right. Another thing, if you are somebody who does use the library in person, and say you go to your local library and you're looking for this book and you saw it online, and then you get there and they're like, yo, you didn't really look at it closely. It did say that we have it, but it's at a different branch. It's a different location. And maybe it's across town and you really don't have time for that. And I understand that. Sometimes you got to go to work. You got to go pick up your kids, whatever. What you can do, if you want to wait maybe 3 to 4 days and be patient, then you can ask the librarians to put a hold on the book, which means that they request the book from the other library, which is within our system, and completely free, they will take that book from that library across town and they will send it to your local library so you can just pick it up there. And the library will call you and say, hey, the book is ready for you to pick up. Please pick it up within 10 days or we will charge you a dollar. At this point right now, you're getting charged a dollar if you don't pick it up within 10 days. So you got 10 days to pick it up from the moment that it gets to the library or from the moment that it's processed. So that's really convenient. And you don't have to buy the book. I know that a lot of people will tell you, or you see all these memes online saying, you know, your house should be filled with books, or that's the thing that you should have the most. To be honest, I'm a librarian. I love reading and I love writing. Straight up, I can count how many books I have in my home right now. Like, honestly, I think I have like a little pile of books here, a couple little piles, but I don't have that many because guess what? The library has free books all the time, and I don't have to clutter up my place with a bunch of books that I am not going to be reading, to be honest, okay? I know that we often buy books that we never end up reading. So this is a really great way to stay clutter-free, okay? And that's another thing that I like talking about. I like talking about decluttering, but that's besides the point. So moving on, the other things that the library has that are also online are language learning apps. For those of you whose New Year's resolutions are to learn a new language, or who have had that New Year's resolution for like the last 5 years and haven't gotten to it, we have so many apps. Well, and when I say so many, I mean like two, which is a lot, and they're free with the library card, of course. There's Mango, there's Transparent Language, and Cell Ed. Those have all kinds of languages on there. Please go on there and check it out. See what we have and just practice the language. And again, so I'm giving you all the options. If you decide, hey, you know what? I really want to go practice the language that I'm learning, but I don't have anybody to practice with. So if you're learning Spanish, then goddamn, there's like, you can throw a rock and hit about 3 Hispanic people, okay? So you'll be good with that. But if, say, you're learning like Italian or French or maybe Russian and you don't know anybody who speaks it, and you're kind of tired of just watching TV, Russian TV or whatever, Italian TV, and you kind of really want to just practice speaking, you know, our libraries, especially the Central Library, I'm speaking specifically to the Central Library, has these classes where you can go and actually practice your language, whatever language you're learning. So we have Italian, we have French, and we have Spanish conversation. So people go there and just practice their language. And also one of our wonderful international language librarians also teaches like Armenian and Russian. So it's really dope. Please, if you're in the downtown area, go check it out. Go to the international languages section and ask them about what language classes there are, because there's a lot and you can practice there. So please do so. Okay, so moving on. Another thing, if you love learning and you love the concept of going to class, but you don't love going to class, actually, there's lynda.com that we have available through the library. What is that? It's kind of like one of those, I forgot what those platforms are called, like Udemy. I don't remember how to pronounce it, but anyway, where you can just go get classes online for free and you can join a class. You can, like, they'll get homework and everything. Yeah, lynda.com is that, only it's free through the library. You can learn from anything from crystal healing to Ableton. So if you're one of those motherfuckers that likes going on Instagram and talking about like crystal healing and which crystals you should use for like constipation or whatever the fuck blockage you have, then this is the thing for you, because you'll be learning all the crystal healing shit you want, and from that to Ableton to writing and math, anything. All those things are covered in Lynda. So go check it out. If you don't want to actually take a class, you should actually just check it out. You should just go online, look at what classes are available, and maybe somebody you know would benefit from it. So, you know, spread the knowledge, okay? Spread the knowledge. Moving on. And we're almost done, to be honest. Like, this is a lot of stuff. So hang in there. Programs at the library. There's so many programs at the library, you guys. So many. Okay, I'm going to speak specifically to the Central Library because that's where I work. And okay, here it goes. Like I said, there's language learning. You can go to these meetups in the library where you can practice your language that you're learning, okay? Just make sure that you verify that they actually have it there. Number two, exhibitions. Central Library is a huge place, so we have exhibits there all the time. Every month or every quarter, there's something new. There's a little Getty gallery as well, too. So it's really cool stuff. The architecture within the library is dope as hell, so check that out. Also, computer classes. Okay, this is not like coding or anything. It's not like some, you know, really complicated making websites kind of thing. Nah, it's not that. So let's not get too excited. That does exist, but I believe that there's a teen program for that. So if you know a young woman or a young man who's a teenager and who wants to learn coding, the teen department has that kind of program. So you can always call about that too. But yes, I actually teach some of the computer classes, very basic stuff. So if you know somebody who is older and does not know how to use a computer and you don't have the patience to teach them, because I know a lot of people don't have the patience to teach their parents or their grandparents how to use a computer. Guess what? I do. I got all the patience, baby. So send them on over to me. And those things are like very basic, like typing or learning how to make a Gmail account, or also learning how to use the library website, how to search things online. Those are very simple things that I teach people in my basic computer classes. So send them on over to me. Another thing that I run, which is great, I don't run the computer stuff, I just teach, but I run the yoga program. So every Wednesday, shameless plug, every Wednesday, 12:45 to 1:30, I'm teaching yoga throughout all 2020. So come on by, get your stretch in, get your little meditation in that we do. Okay, so speaking of meditation, on Thursdays, there's a completely strictly mindful meditation class, okay? So all you're doing there is you sit down and you meditate. Somebody from the UCLA Meditation Center or whatever that program is, they come to the library and they lead a meditation. So don't expect, if you come to that, don't expect to do any yoga or movement. All you're doing is sitting down and just doing mindful meditation. It's really nice, very relaxing. It gets very packed in there, so it's a very popular program. If you want to check it out, please come by. Thursdays from 12 to 12:30, I believe, but don't quote me on that. Just verify yourself. Go online and check it out. Okay, we also have an adult literacy center. It's exactly what it sounds like, actually. So the adult literacy center is geared towards adults, obviously. Adults who need help with learning how to read, learning how to write. There are so many adults within Los Angeles that have never learned how to write, never learned how to read. Maybe they're learning English as a second language. Maybe you need help with a resume. Maybe you need help writing an essay. You go to the Adult Literacy Center in the Los Angeles Public Library downtown LA branch, and there's tutors there. There's people there that can help out with that. So please, if you know somebody who needs help learning how to read, write, make a resume, send them that way. You will be doing them a humongous favor. Okay. Speaking of education and adult learning, there's also an online high school, online GED program. So that is actually something that you have to enroll for, but I don't know if it's, I think it's free. I'm pretty sure it's free. But always verify these things as well. This one is so important. So if you or somebody you know does not have a GED in Los Angeles, then please send them to our library. It's online high school. You can get a actual GED online through the library. And you can get help in the Adult Literacy Center with your assignments for that program. So please, please send those people all over. Send them on over, excuse me. Okay, last one. I think I'm probably going to remember something else as I speak. We have a program every year. It's money management. Not only is there one for adults, there's also one for teens. Okay, let me repeat that. There's a money management course, Money 101 for teens. Okay, so if you're somebody who just like mismanaged their money throughout their whole young life and throughout their adulthood, and you're like, man, I don't want my kids to be this way, or I don't want my loved ones to be this way, send them on over to the library and just inquire about the Money 101 programs, or just inquire about any program in general that will help with money management. I swear to you, you will find something. So if you are not close to Los Angeles Public Library, if you're not close to downtown LA, if you're not close to anywhere, go to your local library and ask about it, because you will be so surprised by the amount of things that you will find at the public library. All right. This is something that I really, really, really wanted to talk about, because I feel like whenever I tell somebody the amount of things that we offer in our library, they're so shocked. Okay. So shocked, and rightfully so, because I mean, it's really hard to advertise every single program, but we are hoping, or I am hoping, that you will take this information, you'll pass it on to somebody who really needs it, or you'll pass it on to somebody else who will then pass it on to another person. All right, so that's my whole spiel on the public library. All right, so let me also give you something. After this break, I'm going to give you a Library Chronicles episode. So stay tuned. And we're back with another episode of Library Chronicles. Actually, those of you who don't look at my stories on Instagram wouldn't know about Library Chronicles. But I talk about all the great things that happen at the library, aka all the crazy shit that happens at the library. All right, let's go. So there is a man that I call Aquarium Man, because he would always come in. He doesn't come in anymore. I haven't seen him in a while, but he would always come into the science department and ask for books about aquarium fish. And I would always show him very patiently. I would walk him over and I would show him. Then he would come back a couple days later and ask again for the books on aquarium fish. And this would happen a few times a week. And one day he showed up in like scrubs, like he was a doctor or a nurse or something. And he walked in, he said hello, and I said hello, you know. And I forgot about him for the rest of the time. And maybe a couple hours later, one of the clerks that puts away the books, she came up to me and she said, "Hey, Hilda, there's a man out there and he's laying on the floor. He has his thing out and he's peeing on himself and the floor." And I was like, "What the fuck? Wait." So I get up and I go over there. And sure enough, it's my man, aquarium man, laying on the floor, drunk as shit. And he's peed on himself as well as floor. His dick isn't out anymore. But I go over there and I try to wake him up and I say, "Hey, you gotta wake up, wake up." He's not responding. He's just out. He's knocked the fuck out. So I call security. Security comes, they try to wake him up. Nothing. So they're like, "Okay, well, we gotta get paramedics in here." Paramedics come, they try to wake him up, can't wake him up. So they get him in a gurney and take him up. I don't know if they take him to a hospital or where they take him. Anyway, he's not there anymore. Cool. So I'm like, "Okay, well, that was crazy. I mean, drunk as fuck. Whatever." And I kind of forget about it, as I do with many things that happen in the library. And a couple days later, guess who walks into the science department? Yes, you guessed right. Aquarium man. So aquarium man comes in. He's dressed normally this time. And he walks by. He waves at me, smiles, and says hello. And I look at him like, "Hold the fuck up, man. Like, you just got drunk as shit, came to the library, passed out, peed all over the place." Well, not all over the place, on himself and on the floor. And then he comes in a few days later like nothing happened. Wow. So that, my friends, is the Library Chronicle for today and this episode. But next episode, I think I'm going to do on sex. And it's going to be, actually, it's going to be divided into sex for women and sex for men. So stay tuned for that. But meanwhile, make sure that you keep it real.